Welcome to Color Country Politics, where we discuss all the important political issues facing Iron County, Utah. Our guests include elected officials and community leaders in or representing Iron County.
This is episode 27, bringing levity to politics.
And welcome back to Color Country Politics. Thanks for joining us again. I'm Jenny Hendricks.
I'm Jesse Harris.
And we are so thrilled today to have Mary Bennett joining us. She is the director at the Levitt Center for Politics and Public Service at Southern Utah University. So she's our go-to person for all things political, and we're thrilled to have you. We were talking before we went on that there's basically kind of two portions to what the Levitt Center does. One is sort of aimed at students, and then one is sort of geared toward the community. So can you just kind of first take us through what is the Levitt Center for Politics? What do you do? What is your mission? And then
Sure. We'll
kind of get into what the different components are that
okay. That
you're doing there.
So many people know probably that the Levitt Center for Politics and Public Service is named after a former Utah governor, Mike Levitt, who has, you know, grew up here and, and has family here. So the purpose of the center really is to promote and encourage participation in public service. And that is, that involves education, educating people about what public service is, what it can do, what's good about it. A lot of times government employees get a bad rep, and they shouldn't. They're serving the public, and we need them dearly. And so we work to educate students about those things, but we also just as much work to serve the community and promote public service. We also, I would say the other side of our mission is to be a neutral ground for political discourse. Because our name is Politics and Public Service. So
you're nonpartisan.
Absolutely nonpartisan. We welcome any and all candidates for any and all offices, whether they're local, state, or national. And so anytime there's a candidate in the vicinity, absolutely are invited to come to the center and speak. And so we are practicing and learning every day how to have a dispassionate discourse about political issues.
That is, I would imagine, a big, big job.
Yes.
Because talking about politics can get very passionate and very heated and sometimes very discordant.
You see that even locally in some of the Facebook groups that are out there. I mean, it's about one step away from monkeys flinging their poo at each other.
So Mary's here to tell us how to dial that back, right?
Yes, but we try. So, I mean, one of the things that we do, and I would like, first of all, let me just say that the Levitt Center is the only all-student-run political center in any university in Utah.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's
absolutely
really interesting.
So you look at the Hinckley Center at the University of Utah, they've got a big, beautiful facility, and they have many people on professional staff there. And obviously they have a bigger school and a broader reach. But in Utah, we are unique for being the students set the agenda. They decide what we do. They make the plans. They execute the events.
Wow.
It's all student run. And so we're very proud of that.
Wow. That is a great opportunity for our local students.
They do a terrific job.
There's no learning like learning by doing.
Sure.
Right.
That's fabulous.
And so when we get back to promoting public discourse, I mean, I think, first of all, kudos to our students who last fall put on the U.S. Senate debate with Mitt Romney and Jenny Wilson. We were chosen by the Utah Debate Commission to host that debate here at SUU. It's the first time it's ever happened at SUU or in Southern Utah.
Yeah.
And that debate was probably a model of civility.
It was. It was fabulous.
Right?
I saw it, and it was amazing. It was really cool.
Yeah, we were very thrilled to be able to do that. And that was an effort. It was a huge effort logistically. It was live television broadcast.
Right.
put SUU in a national stage for hosting a Senate race that was widely watched by the entire country because Governor Romney had been a former presidential candidate. Right. So we were so fortunate to get that, to do that.
That's amazing.
And it involved the staff and the faculty of the university. It involved the students. It involved the community. Mm-hmm. You know, we had about over 900 people come out of the audience for that. So that was really a flagship moment for us. And one that I hope we'll be able to build on.
Sure. That's great. That's great. So you guys are right in the middle of everything, it sounds like, which is fabulous. What a great resource. What kinds of things do you, so just talking about sort of the student side, because you're at Southern Utah University, what is your focus there?
So a couple of things. We have our Keystone program every Wednesday at noon is called Pizza and Politics. And it's free pizza. It's held in the Levitt Center for an hour. Well, actually, it's about 45 to 50 minutes total. It starts at noon, ends at 12:45. And it is a weekly discussion of an issue that's in the news. Mm-hmm. The students choose the issue from week to week. And it's usually any kind of topic you might see in the news, usually pretty controversial. Mm-hmm. And so that is where what many people don't realize is that there is a great deal of preparation that our students go through to put that together. Mm-hmm. We probably start 4 weeks out from the actual date. And our students are committed to presenting. There's a slide presentation that goes along that we show at the beginning of each Pizza and Politics to sort of give a level set to outline what the issue is we're going to talk about. And that is one of the things that they work the hardest on. It can take 2 weeks to boil down tens of hundreds of sources to get a set of common facts.
Wow.
A set of facts that everyone in the room can agree is true without bias or without any loading one side or the other. And so that takes a while to get through.
What a fascinating process, though.
Yeah, that's the educational process. Yeah. I mean, the research that goes into that. And then the vetting. I mean, we once we get a first draft of that PowerPoint, we may give it to other offices on campus, professors who are experts in that area. We at the Levitt Center run it through our own paces. There'll be a group of students who will watch it and ask questions and suss out bias in any one of the slides. And people, you know, you write a slide, you have your own bias, you don't realize it. You think you're being fair, and then somebody else looks at it and said, why did you choose this word and not that word? And we really do get down into the word by word, every word on the slide. But that is really the educational process. Our students, it's pretty rigorous, and we pride ourselves on finally coming out with a PowerPoint each week that dispassionately describes an issue. And then we open up the floor for comments and discussion and encourage people to say what they think.
Nice.
And we encourage other people that agree or disagree to talk as well. And I think the other thing that students learn is that there are not two sides to an issue. Mm-hmm. We are looking for and to represent, there may be four viewpoints on an issue. There might be seven viewpoints on an issue. Mm-hmm. Each of them still agreeing on a common set of facts, but expanding and opening up and making room for all viewpoints to be heard.
That's great.
I've been to a few of the events, and it's amazing of how there is such a diversity of viewpoints out there. If you spend all your time, you know, watching cable news, you think, oh, there's side A and side B, and I have to pick one. And to see that, you know, to get out in the real world and see, well, there's a lot more diversity of thought that maybe hasn't been considered anymore is really refreshing.
Well, that's something I really, as a director of the center, I'm trying to foster the environment. When you're in college, that's the time you should try on different ideas, right? Like your opinions aren't fully formed. That's why you come to college. You're learning new things. You come to college to hear things you haven't heard before. Mm-hmm. And developing the capability of critical thinking, right? That's what this is all based on, is can you hear something you've never heard before? Can you hear something you don't agree with? And can you reflect on it and respond, you know, with respect?
What an amazing training ground, because I think that is a huge piece. That critical thinking component is really a lot of what is driving the discord in the conversation about politics. Is, like you were just saying, people think they have to, it's a binary choice, you know,
right.
Without taking into maybe into consideration other facts, other viewpoints. That's a really, really fascinating process. That's cool.
Right. And we hope someday to have all 10,000 students participate in that process.
Well, I think it should be mandatory. You heard it here first.
And this is something that any member of the public can go to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's every single thing we do at the Levitt Center is open to all students and to all members of the community.
Oh,
and many people don't often think that.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
You know, that we're working with students, for students. Of course we are. But our mission is public service. And in that regard, everything is always open.
Great.
Yeah.
That is fantastic. Well, is that a good segue into the community part,
yes,
or did you have more of the SUU stuff?
Well, I do. I always have more of the SUU, but we'll segue into the community now,
okay,
and then we can go back.
We can always go back, absolutely. So one of the things that we really wanted to have you on to talk about, because this forum, this podcast, is going to go out more to the community than it is to the students. So kind of talk us through, what is your goal with the community?
So our goal with the community, obviously, is to encourage public students, public service, and to provide education. And it's voter education. It's education about local issues and local candidates. This coming Monday, July 29th, is the first of our candidate forums this year. We are inviting all candidates for Cedar City Council to come to the forum, and it will be at 5:30 in the Great Hall on campus.
Oh, great.
And there'll be an ad. You can check our Facebook page and Instagram and Twitter for the Levitt Center, and that information will be there. But it's at 5:30 on July 29th.
Okay.
And, you know, right, we started out with 13 candidates, and one or two are maybe dropping out.
Mm-hmm.
But with that volume, we want to make sure everyone gets heard.
Sure,
and
yeah.
So we do a forum when there's that many people, and that is obviously for all the community to attend. Each candidate will be given a table to set up and to distribute their materials, and then each candidate will have 3 minutes to make their campaign platform statement. After that takes you about 50 minutes.
Yeah.
So after that, the candidates will be remaining for 30 minutes after those statements to receive any questions or conversation from any member of the audience.
That's great. And I gotta say, during the last year's campaign, when there were, I don't know, like 5,000 people running for office at the same time, the Levitt Center Forum, the feedback that I received was that was people's favorite.
Oh.
Because you had the voters, you know, people from the community had the opportunity to talk to the candidates one-on-one, which I think is really important for people to get sort of individual questions answered, to get a better feel for the candidates. But then also, you know, you sort of had the boilerplate sort of platform, you know, so the candidates had the opportunity to get their information out there, and then another opportunity to maybe do some follow-up. It really was a great process.
Thank you. Yeah, we've tried to do that. I mean, obviously, when we get into the general election, we will host a traditional debate where the candidates will speak to specific issues, questions and answers. But when you have a primary and you have so many people, I just want to encourage as many people as possible to run for office, mm-hmm. and to be out mm-hmm. there. And it's just a way to get to know everybody, mm-hmm. right? Because when you're in a primary, a lot of candidates don't have name recognition. Yeah. They're new. Yeah. And so I think giving them an equal opportunity to speak, everyone, I think it sort of fosters and encourages new people to come into the process and feel like they're respected as the same as
That's great. Do people veterans. Need tickets to get in?
Not at all.
Okay.
Nope.
You
not
just
at
show
all.
Up at 5:30.
5:30 in the Great
Monday,
Hall.
The 29th.
And the statements will start at 6 p.m.
Okay.
That's so great. if you have a late dinner, you can come at 6 p.m. and you'll catch all the statements.
Okay, good.
It's just meet and greet from 5:30 to 6.
Okay, excellent. That's great. So I think that's a huge service that the Levitt Center is providing to the community, to coordinate that and get all of the candidates sort of together in the same place at the same time with that sort of forum. That's fabulous.
That's right. That's part of our mission, to promote, mm-hmm. to be a neutral platform for political discussion. And we've done it last year, you know, I mean, we've done it for Iron County Commission, mm-hmm. Iron County Sheriff, mm-hmm. Cedar Attorney. City Mayor, Attorney's mm-hmm. Office. We do it for state mm-hmm. office as well. We do mm-hmm. state representative, state Senate debates. And now we can add a national debate mm-hmm. to our list of accomplishments with Romney and Wilson. But sure. So every election cycle in Cedar City, you can count on the Levitt Center to have a candidates forum or a debate.
Good. That's excellent. That's excellent.
So I know that the Hinckley Institute up at the U, they do some of those debates too, and they also do a lot more than that. What are some things yeah. beyond debates that you're doing, like any sort of policy analysis or white papers?
Yes. Well, it's been a year now. Last summer, we did a public policy poll for Southern Utah, mm-hmm. Where we asked Southern Utahans questions on a wide range of topics just to get a baseline so that we could build on it in future polling.
Okay.
That we haven't done any future polling yet, as I'm sure you know, it's highly very expensive.
It's really expensive. Yeah.
Very expensive. As a service right to the community, we thought it would be great to start this,
yeah.
and we did a terrific poll. Now it's a year old, so I'm not sure that it's valuable, although sometimes people don't change their minds so much. So
yeah.
it's probably still a good reflection of mm-hmm. the population of Southern Utah. And other things that we do for the community are the students do a community service project once a month. And they've done road cleanup, they make blankets for the hospital, they've done any number of service projects once a month to give back to the community.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, voter registration and voter education, that's mm-hmm. another big part of our mission. Every fall we will have a voter registration drive on campus, in front of the Levitt Center and the Sharwin Smith building.
Okay.
Voter education is part of our mission with the forums and the debates. Back in the day, we might have been a polling station, but now that everyone votes by mail,
yeah.
we're not.
Yeah.
It's great to do those voter drives on campus. I mean,
yeah.
you look at the number of students at SUU, I mean, that's up to 20% of
yeah.
the population
right.
of the county.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. I think it's more.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the population here?
About 51,000 in the county, and
okay.
there's a little over 10,000 students
yeah.
now.
Okay, so Iron County's 51,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're pretty good. So, and we registered last fall just over 400 students.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
If all of them vote in a city election, I mean, that's huge. I mean, a city election's usually like 3,000, 3,500
yes.
voters. You throw 400 voters in that, I mean, everything goes nuts.
I know.
And
we don't have too many students here now for
yeah.
the primary, but by the time we get to the general, yeah,
good.
We'll all be here.
Good.
That's tour de force. They
yeah.
probably don't even
know
their own power.
Right. I know it. I know.
That's great. Well, that's some really interesting stuff that you've got going on.
Well, and another program we have that serves students and the community is our internship program. We pride ourselves in doing some professional training for students and helping prepare them to get a job after school. And so through that, we have our internship program. And how that is we require students who wish to do an internship to go through an application process with the center. And it's pretty rigorous. It's resume and writing samples and letters of recommendation and transcripts. And once we get that package in, then each student will come into the Levitt Center for an interview. And those interviews are business dress, and we conduct them as you would find an interview out in the business world. And based on how that interview goes, then our internship coordinator, who is a student, will work on placing the intern candidate with an office that would be best suited. I can't say we place every student every time, but that's part of our program. Mm-hmm. Is you've got freshmen coming in to interview who've never done it before.
Right. Yeah.
And so we coach them after the interview. We give them a review of here's where you might want to improve. We coach them on their resume and say, look, you know, try to get this kind of experience on your resume.
Wow.
So it's a double-sided program where we're coaching students and helping them perfect their presentation for the outside world. Mm-hmm. But then we're also, those who are ready, we are able to place in internships. And that benefits the city because many of our interns, we've got one right now at the Iron County Water Conservancy.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We have had them, we have the fire department, we have one, police department, we've had them, Children's Justice Center, Canyon Creek Services, and so in a wide variety of offices around town, these students are serving as employees for a semester, and it's an internship through the Levitt Center.
That's great.
We also do state internships and national, and so state are usually January to March when the legislature's in session. We send about eight students a year up there. And then, and we've had some interns also in economic development in the governor's office. Mm-hmm. And then national, every semester. Right now we have two interns in Washington, one with Senator Lee and another one who's interning at the Middle East Investment Initiative.
Oh, wow.
And so we are able to get some really great opportunities. And every semester we usually have two students in D.C.
Okay. I got to tell you, I've been up on the Hill during the legislative session, and I've run into some of these SUU interns, and they are very well prepared. They are very well respected, and they are actually working their little tails off.
Oh, I know.
Up there. This is not just going up there and, you know, putting on a suit and shaking hands. They are running from morning until night.
They run the legislature.
Yeah.
They are the staff.
Yeah.
No legislator has a professional or full-time staff person. It's all interns, and they run it. It's amazing.
They've done a great job. It's fun to see them up there. It really is.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
We get best managed state, and the students are the ones who are making it happen.
Oh, well, there we go. Exactly. What does that tell you?
Tells us that you're doing a great job.
Oh, well, thank you. But not me, it's the students, right?
That's fantastic. Well, what else do we need to know about the Levitt Center and what you do or anything else that you want to let the community know?
I do want to make sure that everyone in the community understands that every single program we put on at the Levitt Center is open to any and all community members. And
where do they find that information?
Right. How do you find out about it? So we have an email list that we maintain for interested people. And if you want to be on that email list, just send us an email, and it's at levittcenter@suu.edu.
So it's Levitt Center.
One word, right.
@suu.edu.
Okay. That's right.
Okay.
And so, and request, and we'll put you on our email list.
Okay.
If you'd rather get a text, you can send us an email with your phone number, and we'll put you on our text list.
Oh, that's good.
So that's or both. That's how we inform people directly of what we're doing.
Okay.
I'd love to expand that email list and get it out. When we do candidate forums and debates, we put an ad in Iron County Today.
Okay.
If I could afford to do an ad every week, I would. Fortunately, I can't. But it will always be on our Facebook page.
Okay.
And that's another way that we're posting every Pizza in Politics topic and every other event. I mean, I should have said that we do Pizza in Politics every Wednesday, but we're always doing at least one other event a week.
Okay.
And that is a guest speaker. That's a panel discussion. It might be a student debate. It could be one of a number of things.
Okay.
But that's another way to for the community to participate.
So people just go to Facebook and just in the search bar just type in
Levitt Center. And Levitt Center has a Facebook page.
And then just like it. And then
sure.
They'll be receiving your...
Yes,
the updates.
Okay. Right. So, okay. And we're on Instagram and Twitter as well. But we'd love to have you on our email list, and you would get definite notification of when
things are
happening.
That's great. Tell us one more time when the candidate forum is.
July 29th, 5:30, meet and greet, 6 p.m. statements.
Okay.
And it's in the Great Hall on the SUU campus.
Fantastic. This has been so educational for
me. Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. We've had Mary Bennett here from the Levitt. She's the director of the Levitt Center for Politics and Public Service at Southern Utah University. This has been Color Country Politics, and we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Color Country Politics, a production in cooperation with Utah Politico Hub and graciously sponsored by Century 21 Prestige Realty at 121 North Main Street, Cedar City. Special thanks to Amoeba Crew for use of their song Background Indie Rock, licensed under Creative Commons. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever fine podcasts are found. Also, check out our YouTube channel where we post video of our interviews. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and our website at www.colorcountrypolitics.com.